USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Poland ahead of his major speech today on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The president visited the huge camp at a stadium in Warsaw that's a temporary home to thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland. Earlier, Biden wrapped up a meeting with Polish President Andrzej Duda, in which Biden called for NATO unity in the face of Russian aggression.
We take Article 5 as a sacred commitment that relates to every member of NATO.
New numbers out from the federal government show that illegal immigration in February was 63% higher than the same time last year. Former ICE agent Victor Avila.
Approximately 70,000 migrants heading towards our Texas border.
A 19-year-old man is facing murder charges in a drive-by shooting that killed a 7-year-old girl outside her Detroit area home. Justin Rouser was arraigned on first-degree murder, according to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Jenny Thomas's text messages with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows have the attention of the January 6th committee. CBS News is reporting several members want Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife to talk to the committee and will issue a subpoena if necessary. Committee members return to Washington next week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is creating some distance from convicted Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry.
I think he had his day in court, and I think if he wants to appeal, he can go do that as a private citizen. But I think when someone's convicted, it's time to resign.
Fortenberry was found guilty of lying to the FBI about campaign contributions in 2016. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for information on a January 6th fugitive accused of assaulting multiple officers during the attack on the U.S. Capitol, who the agency has been trying to arrest since June. Jonathan Daniel Pollack faces multiple charges, including assaulting several officers and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Los Angeles, California now has that city's first ever female fire department chief. Kristen Crowley was sworn into office in a ceremony at City Hall as the city's 19th fire chief. The 22-year department veteran takes the helm following the retirement of Chief Ralph Terrazas. With inflation raging and state coffers flush with cash, governors and lawmakers across the country are considering a relatively simple solution to help ease the pain people are feeling at the gas pump and grocery store, sending them money. At least a dozen states have proposed giving rebate checks of several hundred dollars directly to taxpayers, among them California, Kansas, and Minnesota. Critics, including many Republican lawmakers, say those checks won't go far enough given the pace of inflation and are pushing instead for permanent tax cuts. NASA is pressing ahead with plans to start a dress rehearsal countdown for the agency's new SLS Artemis 1 moon rocket on April 1st. The plan gives the test priority over the planned launch of a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule for the first privately funded civilian flight to the space station. If SLS processing stays on schedule, the rocket will be loaded with propellant, and the countdown will tick down to within 10 seconds of a make-believe launch on April 3rd. Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the Foo Fighters rock band, has died. LA Times reporting he died in Colombia while the band is on tour in South America. He leaves behind his wife and children a word on the cause of his death. Taylor Hawkins was 50 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.